I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, editor, friend, and co-author of the book On Being a Writer. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. That's adapted from a line of poetry by Robert Burns. I thought of it today when I realized almost 2 months have passed since I was planning to record another podcast. I had a once-a-week schedule in place, but then my plans went astray. An onslaught of life complications threw me off all this time, and I can't promise they're not going to throw me off again. It would be more efficient if I could figure out how to keep things going in the middle of life's complications. In fact, I encourage people to create rhythms and routines that can help keep life and creativity going, but sometimes life is so complicated, you just can't. Sometimes life's so complicated, you just have to take a break from one thing and focus on another. Sometimes the best laid plans go astray. I know you know that, but I'll bet some of you kick yourselves and maybe even beat yourselves up about it. Please don't. Don't beat yourselves up about things you can't control, and don't give up either, thinking you blew it and it's too late. Because it's not too late. My planner tells me it's been 53 days since the day I planned to record another podcast to share with you. During that time, I've had to solve all kinds of problems and emergencies, and I've had to reorganize my schedule and my space to accommodate a bunch of new responsibilities that have dropped in my lap. One thing I realized today is while I'm not actually producing much content at the moment, I'm gathering tons of great material for my writing and coaching life. I've got some good stuff, people, and one day I hope to share it with you. In fact, today, I do have a little tidbit for you. It's just some simple advice. It's some advice about what to do when you've fallen behind 2 months or 2 years or 2 decades. Instead of sitting around letting regret gnaw your gut or guilt chew up your spirit, instead of your heart growing sick for all that you've left undone and untouched, I would like to say this. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Now that's a quote attributed to Arthur Ashe, who said it well, and I'd like to repeat it for you today. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Life's complicated, it's going to throw curveballs. Sometimes all you can do is start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. And that's how you get back in the game. That's what I just did. Yeah, sure, later life may open up and we can dream big again and we can make a long list of goals and desires. Later, maybe we can shoot for the stars. Today, we'll just do what we can. Today, let's start again. You want to join me?